Brenda, we got something that we gotta tell you, but we just can't talk, cause we got something to do. We've got this podcast, we've gotta tell you. It's kind of stupid. It's not tonight. Alright, we're gonna do this one more time.
One more again.
This is a podcast.
It's called Not Tonight with Linda and Brenda. And Brenda is pissed.
Brenda's pissed this morning.
It's actually not tonight. It's this morning.
But what we did do, we did accomplish two things. We moved a creepy...
We did accomplish a few things.
We moved a creepy little crawly stupid cabinet. Ew.
Such a haunted cabinet. We moved it into the haunted garage.
We moved it downstairs all by ourselves into a garage all by ourselves. And it was kind of heavy. Yeah, it was really heavy. Yeah, and it had, like, nails sticking out of it that we had to, like, avoid.
Things were falling apart. It was very heavy. And we had, like, a very difficult stair situation.
Yeah, the stairs are kind of,
Not funny. To mention the bed.
Then we moved a king-sized mattress from a bedroom downstairs all the way through the hallway, all the way up the stairs, and then all the way through another hallway into a new room, and it was really heavy.
I mean, it's Tempur-Pedic. It was freaking heavy.
Yeah. We did an Instagram Live with our friend Shiny Ribs.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
We listened to a lot of cool jams. We listened to a lot of Ethiopian jazz and...
I love.
Yeah. You know, the Pink Panther soundtrack.
Henry Mancini.
Yeah. So we celebrated by partying and talking to Shiny Ribs, and he played us songs just for us. And our Instagram live viewers, and if you want to follow us on Instagram, our podcast page is nottonightpodcast.com.
Psych. Your job. Psych your mind. What's our Twitter, Not Tonight Pod?
I don't fucking know about fucking Twitter.
I think our Twitter is Not Tonight Pod, and I think our Facebook is Not Tonight
Facebook, dude. I hate looking at this stupid Facebook.
I know. Facebook is, like, kind of hard to deal with.
I think Instagram is going to have to be our only source of promotion.
Ew, guess what else I did? I started to set up a Patreon. I just haven't finished it.
Well, for a Patreon, we have to offer, like, exclusive content for people that pay for it. So that was just more work for us.
Mm-hmm.
What would our exclusive content be? Videos?
This. It'd be, like, a lot of me.
That's a good idea. We could just,
Or, like, me playing the cello. I play the cello.
Okay. We could... Maybe we could sing songs for our Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for your secret listeners.
Take song requests and do videos of us singing songs?
Yeah. That would, like, give us good feedback. Because we, like, kind of want to start a... I want to start a band. But Linda doesn't because she's afraid to sing.
I'm afraid to sing, but if I get drunk enough, then I might be able to.
I mean, why?
I don't know. I'm just really maybe I'm scared.
Maybe I'm
really shy about it.
Am I a mistake?
All right, a mistake. You're my friend.
Linda loves a little girl from, I keep wanting to call it Shining Time Station, but it's not. It's Mr. Rogers.
Whoa, easy with all the commercials.
Trolley time, sorry.
It's 11:11.
Ooh, make a wish.
Yeah.
On my green wig. Do you want to touch it? Okay, y'all, at 11:11, you have to make a wish. I need to touch something green while you're doing it, or it won't work.
Well...
Anyway, what was I looking up? You're not a mistake.
You're not a mistake.
You're not a mistake. We watched, like, this, I almost said podcast. We watched this documentary about, Mr. Rogers.
Maybe we should say this is a sleeper episode. Meaning, like, good night. Like, go to bed. Like, get in your bed and tuck yourself in and put your socks on and put your wig on. and put your weighted fucking blanket on and your heating pad on and your eye mask on and your cucumbers under your eye mask and put your Carmex and Vaseline on your lips before you go to bed and wash your face and then get in bed. Put on your little headphones or turn it down so that we sound like this and put it on your pillow so that we sound like this talking next to you. And just go to sleep to this episode because it's going to get real sleepy.
I really wish I sounded like that all the time.
I would like to just start doing our
podcast. I told you in our first episode I wanted to sound like Daisy from... You still haven't watched that movie.
Yeah.
From Great Gatsby.
I've seen the one with that girl.
You don't want to... No. You have to watch the original. All right, do you want to hear of a good song?
Yeah. Hey guys, we're back. We're about to sing a duet for you. Called I'm a Little Fucking Mistake.
I'm a little weird mistake puppet.
You are just fine as you are. I really must tell you I do like the person that you are becoming.
Guess what?
When you are sleeping, when you are waking, you are my freak. Oh, you're no mistake.
Yeah, I am.
You are my friend. Mm-mm. Here we go. I think I'm as fine as you are.
I'm like anyone
else. Really must tell you I do. The person that you are becoming. When you are sleeping, when you are waking, you are my friend. It's really true. I like you. Crying or shaking, or dreaming or breaking, there's no mistaking it. You're my best friend. I think you are just fine as you are. I really must tell you I do like the person that you are becoming. When you are sleeping,
I'm not
when
like
you are waking,
else.
You're not a fake.
I'm not
you're
like
no mistake. You are my friend.
You're my friend too.
That was beautiful.
I love you. I like the person that you're becoming.
Thanks.
I also really like Daniel a lot.
Me too.
Maybe I'm scared. I'm starting to, like, revert to, my inner Daniel. My inner Daniel and my inner David from Schitt's Creek.
Ew.
That's my quarantine status. I'm David the puppet. I mean, like, sorry. Daniel the puppet. David the character from Schitt's Creek.
Well, you've got
a little bit of Alexis. And a little bit of Moira. I have a Moira wig on right now.
Yeah, it's looking kind of funny.
I'm like Moira in the closet status.
Now that song's stuck in my head.
I think it's like very comforting.
As you are.
I love, I just like really like the juxtaposition. I really like that she's singing that beautiful song to him and he's still talking over her.
Yeah.
And he's still telling her that he's still scared and he's still fake and he still feels afraid.
Yeah.
And she keeps telling him that she's his best friend.
I think it's beautiful.
And he still doubts himself.
It's really music to my ears, really.
You're not a fake.
You're no mistake.
You are my friend. And then he's like, nope.
Nope. I suck.
I think
that I'm a piece of shit. And
Why do I even exist? Can we go to heaven's gate? Just kidding. I have no friends. I think I would just like to go off to a very cool cult that I would be long someday. I hope to climb a tree. And then I will call my dad. I'll call my dad and be like, whoops,
Just kidding, I'm in a cult. Get me out of this cult.
Just kidding, Dad. Can I get out of this tree?
Can you get me out of this tree
and out of this cult, please? I'm just kidding.
Come help
I was
me.
Actually just kidding. I was, like, being a little puppet for a minute, and I'm just kidding.
Oh, well.
I think.
I really just love you. You're so special to me.
Psych. We are not really recording, except we are. And I have a backwards wig on, and it's the middle of the day, and we have not slept in a while. And we're not ever gonna sleep, and we're not afraid. And I am afraid.
We have some weird cramps happening in my rib cage again. I think I need to drink some water.
You just drink water. You're my good friend, also my sister, that I sometimes worry about, and I think she should drink more water.
I've been trying to chug this water, but my taste buds don't like it, so I'm drinking it kind of slow.
I like the water person you're becoming. I've been wearing a backwards wig for like 27.5 hours now, and I am kind of like pissed. I am, like, really, like, pissed
off,
and I don't really want to talk about it, but I do, but I don't. I think we should just start talking about anything that comes to mind.
I mean, my knees are hurting pretty bad. I feel kind of old every time I stand up.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know if it's just because we haven't slept.
Break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored.
Break up with my knees because they're breaking.
Break up with my life because I'm bored. Yeah, do your knees hurt when you walk up the stairs?
They're just hurting, like, when I'm sitting. They're hurting when I stand up. They're hurting when I walk.
I mean, we did move an insane amount of furniture.
You know what, though? My back isn't hurting. Surprisingly.
Because we did it right.
Yeah, it was hurting a little bit. Like, when we got it up the stairs, finally, my back was starting to hurt. And I was like, oh, this is gonna hit me tomorrow. But
yeah, it didn't. We have, like, a history of back problems in our family. And guess what? We didn't hurt our backs tonight.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
Not last night.
Not last night.
Well, I mean, if you have a story, you can tell it. Or if not, I can read you something out of this book.
I think. Oh, is that my birthday?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What great detail. What great detail. I could read from this little book. Or, okay. I don't really know. Oh, my gosh. You know what we should do?
What?
Read from our old journals. Because this is just like a budget.
And I
my
have
students and
my journal downstairs.
Go get it.
All right, well, you have to talk to the podcast.
Ew, David.
We can't take a break. We're only a minute and 46 in.
I don't want to talk.
We have to talk about something. Just for like 30 seconds.
All right, hi. I'm really bored and I haven't slept in a while and I'm getting kind of grumpy. Kind of waiting on Linda. She pulled this book. Oh, it's an astrology book. I'm actually, like, really into astrology and numbers and stars and all that bullshit. Ew. I don't even know if I want to read about it. Well, my actual birthday from this book, my secret self. Do you want to read about our secret selves?
Yeah, that's the only part I really wanted to read.
Really?
Yeah.
Alright, I'm going to read about mine first. Okay, so here's my secret self.
I'm dignified and creative. Should I say you or I? What's the right pronoun?
I, because you're talking about yourself.
Like, I feel like it's kind of... Excuse me. So, sorry. Sorry, I just, like, burped. Hardcore. Okay, all right, I'm just going to talk to myself like I'm talking to myself. Here's my secret self. I'm dignified and creative. I have expressive qualities that ensure many interests and opportunities. Personal magnetism and a need for a variety will continually bring new experiences into my life with the possibility of contacts abroad.
Abroad.
This can create difficulties in decision making. Yeah. It would be wise, therefore, to avoid worry or negative thinking, which makes it difficult to realize your ideals. Yeah, I think that's pretty much run of the game, y'all. I don't think that makes me special. Okay, so by developing faith, I'll find it easier to access my outstanding potential. Cool. With a shrewd intellect and an ability to learn quickly. I am a quick learner. I value knowledge. Original myself. I'm a good judge of public trends. And I'm usually ahead of my time. I feel like I'm just bragging.
No.
Okay, so although I can be serious, I also have an inner playful quality that can be very enchanting. Yeah. Be careful.
That's true.
Be careful, however. Because I have a self-centered streak that can sometimes emerge to spoil my relationships.
Shit.
Nevertheless, my adeptness at putting my ideas across in an informative and an entertaining way can captivate and inspire others. So it sounds like I'm a self-centered bitch.
I want to read mine now because it's going to read me.
Yeah, read you.
Let's see.
Read a filth, man.
Let's see here. I think
I am
that I'm going to sound like a weirdo because I kind of am. I already highlighted all of it.
Did you really?
All right, my secret self. Is that what you read?
Yeah.
Mine's not as long as yours. Although an inner restless... Oh, God. Tell me about it. Enneagram 4, anybody? Although an inner restlessness drives you to seek variety in your life, you also have within you a need for order, dependability, and security.
That sounds like me.
With your ingenuity and pragmatic approach, you can skillfully organize your life plans and solve problems. Extremely strong-willed and stubborn, when you have made up your mind, you are a force to be reckoned with. Despite being very practical on the surface, you also possess within you a desire for something deep and meaningful. Yeah. This may bring secrecy into your relationships, or can lead to an interest in subjects of a more profound nature. You also possess emotional sensitivity and can be instinctive or psychic, which enables you to have a good understanding of people. Although you can be loving and caring, guard against a tendency toward fluctuating moods. Interesting.
Fluctuating moods.
Nevertheless, when positive, you creatively channel your thoughts and practical skills to achieve your objectives. Wow, that sounds pretty spot on.
That's like spot.
That's actually weird.
Give me like a moon. I've always identified more with my moon sign. I'm a Capricorn sun, but I'm kind of like on the cusp, and my moon is in Aries, and I've always like very much felt connected to Aries.
This book doesn't really have anything about your moons.
I do have the ultimate astrology book downstairs.
Well,
often I wonder if I'm a mistake.
We could do that.
I'm not like anyone else.
Or, When else is in this fucking boat? Sleep
or even awake. Sometimes I get the feeling that I'm just awake.
Well,
numerology?
How to calculate your holistic number.
Oh, shit.
Mine is 5.
What? Wait, I don't remember how to do that.
It's really easy. You just add
up your numbers from your full name.
Yeah, from your birthday.
Okay, give me paper. I think I'm a 7.
I'm a 5, so I'll read mine. The number 5...
Wait, time out before you start. Sorry. How many numbers do you give your letters?
No, it's not letters. You're adding up, like, for you, it would be 0 plus 1 plus...
Oh.
1 plus 6 plus...
Really?
Yeah, and then if it's a double digit, then you add those two together.
Okay.
I bet you're a 5, too.
Really?
I don't know. That's what
so
I'm
my
doing.
Month, I add up, like, my birthday,
like
is 16. 1
plus 1 plus 6 plus...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You go ahead.
Okay.
And then your whole year, too?
1 plus 9 plus...
Your whole
plus,
year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
The number 5, dynamic, is instinctive. The positive attributes of the number 5 are ingenuity, quick reactions, and decisive action. Number 5 individuals are enthusiastic and love freedom. If positive, you are self-disciplined and focused with an alert and astute mind. Although, as a number 5, you can be responsible, you need the autonomy to move freely. Usually versatile and enterprising, you enjoy meeting new people and having different experiences. Liberal and broad-minded, you can easily adapt yourself to new situations or be progressive in your attitude. Often skillful and efficient, you can learn quickly and grasp situations with your no-nonsense approach. Yeah. Travel and changes are a part of a number 5 lifestyle. As you are likely to go with the flow, you welcome reforms and adapt to new environments with little resistance. The negative number 5s are often restless and impatient and lack consistency.
Sounds like me.
Without purpose and perseverance, a number 5 can wander aimlessly through life, seeking a true vocation. Therefore, it is wise not to leave everything to chance. Depth of understanding and greater knowledge help you to utilize your great potential. If you learn to combine your quick thinking with your strong instincts, you can easily outshine others with your swift responses. Witty and audacious, you have a chivalrous.
You are very witty and audacious and chivalrous.
Or daring personality. The challenges for a number 5 are impetuous behavior, drifting, irresponsible conduct, impatience, lack of consideration, the tendency to scatter your energy, boredom, being too outspoken, and ruthlessness. Are you a 5?
Why are you talking about me?
Because you're probably a 5.
Do I add 3 plus 2?
Yeah, you're a 5. We're the same.
Uh-oh.
I think
I'm a big old mistake. And I am too reckless to even have an actual...
Yeah, I'm going to highlight this. I'm going to highlight this right now.
Yeah, I can, like, both of us. We reread that.
You want me to read all of it again?
Yeah.
The number 5 dynamic is instinctive. The positive attributes of the number 5 are ingenuity, quick reaction...
I need to get a positive first. Because I know the negatives are, like, pretty negative.
And decisive action. Number 5 individuals are enthusiastic and love freedom. If positive, you are self-disciplined and focused with an alert and astute mind. Although, as a number 5, you can be responsible, you need the autonomy to move freely. Usually versatile and enterprising, you enjoy meeting new people and having different experiences. Liberal and broad-minded, you can easily adapt yourself to new situations or be progressive in your attitude. Often skillful and efficient, you can learn quickly and grasp situations with your no-nonsense approach.
Yeah, that's true for both of us.
Yeah. Travel and changes are a part of a number 5 lifestyle. As you are likely to go with the flow, you welcome reforms and adapt to new environments with little resistance. The negative number 5s are often restless and impatient and lack consistency. Without purpose and a perseverance, a number 5 can wander aimlessly through life, seeking a true vocation. Therefore, it is wise not to leave everything to chance. Depth of understanding and greater knowledge help you to utilize your great potential. If you learn to combine your quick thinking with your strong instincts, you can easily outshine others with your swift responses. Witty and audacious, you have a chivalrous or daring personality. Mm-hmm. The challenges for us are impetuous behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Drifting.
Yeah, I'm a drifter.
Irresponsible conduct.
Yep.
Impatience.
Yep.
Lack of consideration.
Mm, yep.
The tendency to scatter your energy.
Yeah.
Boredom.
Yeah.
Being too outspoken and ruthlessness.
Ruthlessness?
Yeah.
Ruthlessness.
Ness.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's bringing out all of our worst qualities.
Oh, I gotta stretch out my old lady knees again.
You wanna take a break?
I mean, are we just gonna... We should just probably, like,
To read tarot.
Well, sorry, I burped, but those are downstairs.
Let's take a break. Grab the cards, and then we'll come back with some tarot.
All right, well, break time it is. I hope everybody is really sleepy. Hey, guys.
Sup?
We're back from our break.
It was a kind of long one.
This break was... We never came back. It's a new day.
So, yeah, we told you we were going to come back, and then we never did. But we're back a few days later.
We finished our podcast.
Like that SpongeBob episode, when they're like, a couple days later.
Definitely has a French accent.
I don't know how to do a French.
4 hours later.
Thank you.
Later.
Later.
4 hours later.
Be nimble.
Jack, my nimble.
Linda had a French accent as a baby. Remember you used to say be nimble?
Nope.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Linda used to say remember as be nimble.
I used to say, did I ever tell you the story that made me cry in daycare?
Which one?
One time I was in the bathroom and they were out there like... giving their McDonald's order, like we were allowed to get something from the dollar menu.
I'm gonna cry.
And they asked me through the door what I wanted.
Oh no, I know what they're gonna do.
And I said, I wanted one cheeseburger.
Oh.
And then they all started laughing at me and I could hear them outside and I cried in the bathroom.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And then I came
How old were you, like four?
I was young enough to go out and sit on my teacher lady's lap, so.
Oh my god.
It's one of my earliest memories.
I'm so sorry.
I said hamburger or cheeseburger.
It's not your fault.
I went to speech class.
You fixed it.
Speech class is one of my earliest memories too. We read this cool book about a wolf. And I wish I could remember what it was now. Do you ever read some book about a wolf?
No, I wish I had. Clearly, I'm the one that needs speech class. I can't talk.
It was like a reading speech class. Like, we read a book to, like, learn how to read out loud.
I was always... You know what?
You're dyslexic. Leroy can't be doing this actually, right now.
I do have issues with flip-flopping things around. But I was actually the opposite. I was always a very good reader. I was always the one... that my teacher like volunteered me to read to the class that I fucking loved it.
So what happened?
I used to love it. So what happened? I don't know. I grew up.
I feel like I used to be good at reading too, but the older I got, like once I was in high school, it was like I couldn't read out loud anymore. Like it just I kind of jumble my words and it sound, you know.
I know what you mean, but like you don't have any problem, like, actually
reading. I've gotten a lot better at it.
You're really good at it.
Well, I've been practicing it.
Yikes. Yeah, good point.
And I go to...
I have it.
Here, guys. Here's a secret. I go to group counseling sometimes for fun.
Man, I should. I miss that shit.
It's fun. We read out of a workbook, and, like, we have to take turns reading out loud. So I just started... getting confident and just volunteering just to read,
yeah.
And that's where I would practice, and now I'm kind of sickening at reading out loud. It's like my brain is taking, like, it's taking longer to register what I'm reading before I say it.
I think we both have a processing disorder, a small one, not very big. I just think we both kind of have a delay in our processing, and that's okay. That's just my guess. I'm not a effing doctor, so don't come
at
me.
Well, I am, and I think that we do. And
don't
I also
at me, but I'm pretty sure we do.
I think we also have misophonia.
That I
or
like
I think it's just part of the sound processing.
900% confident that Becky, our older sister, absolutely, and she would attest to it. She has it, the worst out of all of us. What?
I just got such a weird comment, and I want to read it, but I guess I shouldn't say
it. I mean, we can wrap this up. We just started rambling again.
Well, we came back to say that we have on glitter on our eyes, okay? And I don't want to hear a thing
we're
about it.
We're spruced up. We got some glitter on our eyes. We're going to record another episode tonight. So, what do you want to do?
Are we going to record another episode tonight? What about?
I mean, I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
I mean, we need to do, well, gosh, we have to do our Tiger King. We're on episode 4, it's but like I have to watch, we have to do our homework first. So, sometimes when Linda comes over, we don't do our homework and we just...
How about this? This time I'm not going to take detailed notes like I usually do. I'm just going to take notes here and there.
Okay.
And then just try to remember and go from there.
Yeah, I think...
I'm not going to make this a full-time job for me until I'm seeing the receipts.
We see that paper.
But I'm making this a full-time job and doing homework on top of real homework, then guess what, Linda?
Oh my God, homework on homework. But to be honest, I like doing homework. Not... Sometimes I don't like doing Tiger King homework.
Well, it's just because I've already watched it. I've already seen it.
But I like doing the
There's
other...
a new episode.
I know, and I heard it was a punk. So, what? I don't want to talk about it. But,
what do you mean?
I'll tell you later. We'll get to it. We're not there yet. We don't have spoilers.
Fuck.
But, what was I going to tell you, man? Oh, I can do homework on our podcast. Like, I was going to tell you something about it. I had, like, a really good idea. No, I don't remember.
How about this? We can make a segment where each week when I have to do a short response, I can ask the listeners what their intake is and then get help.
You can get homework help. And we can do a duet segment. Remember that? We're just going to start doing duets.
You know what else I sang today?
What?
Tiny Dancer.
That's a good one. We can do a sing-along.
I also sang Bad Company, like the song.
Bad Company.
That's a good song to sing.
That's a good ass song. He's got a good voice.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a smooth ass voice.
I never really noticed it.
I mean, our parents always loved Bad Company, and we never really got it. But actually, they're not bad, y'all.
Bad Company is good.
That first album is really effing good.
I want to get that tattooed on my butt. Their logo.
Oh, let's just get.
I'm Bad Company.
Yeah, Bad Company. Didn't I tell you
that? We should get that logo tattooed.
All I do is keep the beat in Bad Company. I should just cut up the front.
Just get the Bad Company. That's Dad's favorite band.
I'm not going to get it on my butt, but I will get a Bad Company tattoo.
I will get a Bad Company logo on my butt cheek. I don't care. Not like in the middle of my butt, like my upper
Where would
butt.
I get it on my butt?
Like, not a tramp stamp.
No, on your butt. Cheek. You've always wanted a butt tattoo.
I'm getting a butt tattoo. It's either going to be Venice Bitch or Bad Company.
Or Bad Company. Oh my God. Or... Oh my God.
Or oh
Tommy
my God.
Don't. Or Tommy Don't.
Not on my butt. I don't want a name on my butt.
Venice Bitch?
Tommy
Don't. Is that not a name?
No. That's a personality.
Oh, okay. Well, I am not in the butt tattoo game, but I would get Bad Company tattooed somewhere weird.
Where would you get it? Your foot?
No, fuck a foot tattoo.
Your lip?
No, that goes out. That washes out. My neck. No, not my neck.
Please don't do it on your neck.
It's like, I'm kind of running out of spots, really.
It's kind of like right here, really small.
I have a few tattoos.
You can get it in like red ink, so it's not even that visible.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to start getting arm tattoos.
Just get a little one like right here. That's not weird.
Dude, you guys, I have a really bad tattoo on my rib cage.
It's not that...
I like the concept of it, but it's terribly done. It's blown out.
I mean, you can't read it.
You can't read it. It's crooked. It's the world's worst looking
But from far
tattoo.
Away, it's not
It's
terrible.
Blurry. Bigfoot is blurry. Guess what? So is my first tattoo.
It's not that bad.
But it is an Emily Dickinson poem. But anyway. What?
We should read our favorite poems.
Well, read my lips. Read my ribcage. It is one of my favorite poems. It's just like one verse from the poem, but I would like long-term goals. I would like to get it covered up, even though I like that poem. It's just, it's ugly. But I've only got so much room, Linda. I gotta go this way. I'm like going like towards
that
my
would be
bra
cool.
strap, and then I have my H tattoo on my back. So it would have to like be cohesive with that. And I want delicacy. I don't want...
Yeah, you need to get an illustration.
Right.
Yeah, so just pick
probably up and do it. Alice in Wonderland.
You should have used your stimulus check for that.
It's stupid ever in that damn house.
Yeah.
I used to be one. I used to want that illustration of Alice looking up at the tree and the Chester cat's right there, like when she's first like gazing up. And I would do the tree like that, but I don't want a damn tree trunk down my torso.
Hold on, I lost myself for a second. The tree with the cat in it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to want that. I used to want that tattoo all over my back and my torso, but I'm done with the idea of torso.
Guess what I wanted from Alice in Wonderland?
What? The swans? Guess. The little rabbit running around with his gloves on?
Fuck no, I hate that rabbit. He makes me so anxious.
Yeah, he's
super anxious. I hate, like,
anxious.
He needs to...
Oh, I know what you want. You want that fucking hookah boy.
No, I don't.
Okay,
It's my favorite part of the movie.
Of the movie?
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, you want the girls. You want the flowers.
Yeah. When they say,
do you want to be
she's a wildflower? And then I wanted to get an illustration.
I like that part.
Not in color, but, like, an illustration. Maybe, like, a little
everybody's
color of their
that
flowers.
Off, you're too cool for that.
Do you suppose she's a wildflower?
Everybody takes that one line from that movie.
A weed. They're also extra. I watched it not
that
long ago.
They're so talkative.
At Chapman's house. I can call him that because that's not his real name. He has Disney Plus, so I watched Alice in Wonderland.
Wow,
and it is the most anxious movie. But I don't know why I like it so much, because I think it gave me anxiety. It is just so... Everybody's rushing. Everybody's lost. And, like, I just try to picture, like, if I was her, I would be losing my shit. Because guess what? The tea party with the Mad Hatter and his little friend in that sleeping house.
Oh, it's fucked.
It's so weird. They're so weird.
Wait, in the movie, do they have the screaming pig babies?
No.
Okay, well, in the book?
I remember.
It's fucking frightening.
Remember, they throw them against the wall.
Ew, yeah. They were throwing pig babies against the wall.
That book. Oh, but the movie is just so riddled with anxiety. It's, like, hard to watch, but I just love all the songs.
I really haven't watched it in years.
And I didn't finish watching it. I fell asleep, but I never finished watching it because I hate the part where she gets to that card lady and they start chasing her around and stuff. It just makes me feel like
she's
so
always getting
itchy.
Chased.
Like, a lot of my bad dreams are me just getting chased around in, like, a fucking maze.
I hate when that happens.
And I can never, the door never aligns properly in my
dreams. Something doesn't ever work just right. It's almost right, but not.
Like, the door never closes. Like, there's always a gap in the top and on the side. It never shuts. I can never shut it.
Is that recurring?
Yeah.
Always. It's always the door?
The door will never line up properly.
Ooh, that's a signal.
It, like, swings open because the top, there's a gap, and on the side, there's
a gap. It always looks the same?
Mm-hmm.
In every dream?
Never fits.
Same door?
It always makes me so anxious. I'm just trying to shut the door. Any door. Variety of doors, but
it
never
different
shuts.
Doors, but it never shuts.
Yeah.
Shit, I would pay attention to that. We're looking
I need
at
to talk to
door right now.
Yeah. So if I was trying to close it in my dream, it's like
it just.
I
know exactly.
Right about here,
it's
like,
just what
it doesn't fit.
It
doesn't fit.
That's how the basement. Well, anyway.
I ran away from the podcast.
She
the
ran away
time.
The first time. Wow.
Wow.
What great detail.
What great detail.
My dreams are very similar. I don't really need to get too in depth, but I do. Instead of it's always like a one thing that's not quite right, like a door not fitting. But in mine, I'm always traveling. It's always like a ticket or a train or I get to the airport and I don't have my shoes on or I don't have a bra on and I need a bra for some reason or like. I ordered the wrong flight. I get messed up with time in my dreams all the time. Like, I'm going somewhere, but something gets held up. Something gets held up.
I'm late.
And sometimes it's me that fucked it up, and I have to go back. I have to go back and get shit. And then, like, time warps and flies, and I'm, like, flying around and fucking shit, and... It's like my, it's like very realistic, but I'm also like time traveling at the same time.
Hmm. We need to talk to we need to get a psychic on the line.
Yeah, I wish we could get effing Jessica Lagnati, but she's too expensive.
No, dude. I don't believe in her. I think she's... I think she is full of it.
Do you really?
I don't believe anybody that says they are a pet medium. No, you are not a pet medium.
Girl!
I believe that you can be empathetic with animals and say what
they're
feeling.
I don't know. Don't you feel like you could ever get... If you got really psychic, Linda, don't you think you could read his mind?
No. Because they give too many details. Like, he's feeling really neglected right now. And he thinks that when you take...
Dude.
When you're podcasting that he... Like, that's too specific, and you're a liar.
She did one, like, via, like, Skype or something with her friend's dog, that she was talking to the dog through the phone. That's how psychic. Kiss me through the phone. She was kissing the dog through the phone.
No, that's bullshit.
That's how psychic she said.
Do you want to know something? Maybe it's not. Do you want to know something?
What?
Do you know who Kehlani is?
Mm-mm.
She's a singer. She's, like, an R&B singer.
I don't think I do.
Okay, well, she's famous. And a couple years ago, she posted a picture where she was, like, just in front of, like, a wall. And, like, I saw an aura when I looked at it. So I, like, messaged her and told her, like, this just came to me and I just felt like I should tell you. And then I told her what it meant because it was, like, bright yellow. Mm-hmm. And then she replied and said that it resonated so much and it's so accurate and, like, thank you so much. Like, you helped me so much.
Dang.
Through the phone.
You're a healer through the phone. Kiss her through the phone.
It was accurate. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And she's, like, a real testimony. I wish she would remember and shout me out because that could start my fucking aura.
Dude,
career.
Maybe we should just be aura readers.
Your
maybe
aura is purple.
Well, you're better at aura reading than I reading.
I don't do it anymore. I did it.
It's very energetically exhausting.
I did it at Chapman's house a couple times, and that was the first time I did it in a really long time. And it made me...
It's hard.
His roommate's aura sucked.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard I have for a
kid. And it made me not emotional, but it made me feel like ill.
Yeah,
like,
you gotta know what to do with all that energy that you absorb, and it's really hard.
I didn't have the right crystal.
I didn't have the right knowledge when I started doing it, and I guess that's why I don't really go back to it. I never looked back.
Maybe we should do an episode tonight where we read each other's auras.
I would read your aura, for sure.
At the same time.
Ooh. Okay.
From across the room.
Okay.
We can obviously cut out the part where it's quiet from...
Yeah, I mean, that's the part that's going to have to be silent for like 5 minutes straight. And you can see... Linda has always been able to see her psychic, like, and, like, abilities, her, like, visually better than I have. Like, I'm more of a, like... glimpse, like flash. I
when
get,
you
like,
read
flashes.
People's auras, do you see like different colors over different parts of their body?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I always see like, not always, but for some people they'll have like,
it just takes me a long
time. Let's say
time.
They'll have like gray over their shoulders, but like gold around their head.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'll tell them like, I'm no psychic, but if I'm
like...
being psychic, I think that means that you're carrying some weight right now.
Right. Gray's never good.
Yeah, but your overall, like, your aura at the end of the day when you're in your, like, positive zone is gold because that's what's over your head, like.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's incredibly intuitive of you, first of all. And, I've been able to see different colors, but I don't feel like, it takes me longer. I don't do it very often. I haven't done it in a while because... It takes me a long time. Like, I have to fucking straight up stare at somebody for, like, a good 5 minutes before I even start to, like...
For real?
I have to, like... Yeah, because I have to, like, reset my eye. My eyes don't work right together. They for real don't. Like, they don't team together. So, like, for me to get in that... And I think... Do you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
I've never told anybody this. I think that my way of putting a fork in it, you know, in the old forehead, like we were taught to do, like to fork up our intuitive guide, like our mom always told us, we love you, mom, but she did always like tell us to shut that shit down. So I think my little weird coping mechanism, I guess, for like trying to turn my intuitiveness off was, look, I already forgot because I already blocked it out. What were we talking about?
I wish we could.
I just totally forgot. Pause it. I'll remember.
I wish that I
could. What? I just literally blocked my own fork off.
Okay.
We were talking about what? Somebody just mind erased me.
Me too. I was listening.
I guess we can go back.
All right, let's take a break again.
We forgot ourselves.
Okay.
I know why. I remembered. Okay, so my eyes don't team together. This is my weird little theory. Because that is my coping mechanism for turning off my psychic third eye. I'm going to sound like an absolute weirdo witch right now, but I'm just talking to Linda, okay? I'm just talking to my sister, so if you're a problem, goodbye. But, okay, so, like, you know how you got that third eye headache?
I thought you were going to say, you know how you got those eyebrow fucking wrinkles right here?
Ew, I do have those too. I but, do. No, like, your third eye right here, right? Like, and you know how I'm always trying to put a fork in it because that's what we were taught to do?
Yeah.
I think that my eye... I think that my eyes... I'll turn this into a Daniel song later, but I think that my eyes don't really do well together.
That my eyes don't really work.
When I team them together, I get too psychic. That's exactly what happens. And that's why it takes me so long to read people's auras, because I have to team them together again. Like, hey, buddies, remember, we're psychic. We have to work together.
Does it hurt your eyes?
No, it just, it makes my eyes do something different that I'm not used to doing. It opens my eyes up, literally. Like, I'm like living through life just with my eyes half closed all the time.
Do you need glasses? Do you need your glasses back?
No, or? I need teaming exercises for my eyes. Look, I've read a lot about it. We don't have to get into it.
Let me talk to you about these glasses. I'm trying to give them back to you, but the fucking eye doctor is only open from 1 to freaking 5 on certain days, and I keep forgetting to call because from 1 to 5, I'm taking a nap for the majority of that time.
I wish.
So I keep forgetting to call. And I don't even know if they're taking eye appointments, because one place I called, their voicemail said that they're only open on certain days. And freaking, excuse me. My brain zapped. My brain just zapped.
You keep forgetting to call the eye doctor.
Yeah, the place said they're open for, like, emergencies and, like, pickups. So, she did not. You did not just spit out your beer. Why was that so funny? I'm so...
He's a kid.
You did not. What did I say? They're open for her emergencies and pickups.
Oh my god, you were just talking so in-depth about every little detail.
Of what great detail?
What great detail? It made me laugh. You were just like describing it so eloquently, it made me laugh.
Oh god, well, I don't think that making an eye appointment just to get glasses
is like, you have all that glitter on your face. Like, she has like Linda has like glitter all over her eyelids right now, and she's like talking about it, like fluttering her eyelashes with her fucking glitter hands.
So I look really animated now?
Yes, she looks like super like, she's just, like, talking about her trials and tribulations. And
I'm just trying to get glasses, man. It's hard to see in your glasses. I've been wearing them all the time. Like,
you can keep them until you can grow up.
I can't believe that I can see so differently. And the Walmart eye doctor... Leroy, can you not... The eye doctor... Walmart sucks because they they told me, look, our class is in eighth grade for the first time. I think I was in eighth grade when I got my first classes.
Okay.
I went back like maybe 2 or 3 years ago, because maybe even a year ago.
Your eyes changed.
Between 1 and 3 years
ago. And everything changes every 7 years.
Because those glasses weren't working for me anymore when I was driving. Like, the lights are too freaking bright. Uh-huh. I can't see anything.
It's called astigmatism. Get with it.
I didn't know what that was until I Googled it one day. I was like, whoa.
That's what my glasses are for, girl.
That's why they're sickening. Because even when I watch TV, like, it's too, it's like blurry a little bit.
Guess what?
It's so bright.
Is
well, the people
your
at
eyes not
the freaking
together
eye doctor at Walmart
only in one eye.
Did not do a very good research on my eye, and they told me that my eyes had
we
barely changed since eighth grade.
We have it.
They told me that my eyes had barely changed.
Sometimes they don't, and sometimes
so
they
didn't change my glasses.
Dad stopped wearing glasses. He used to wear those like Coke bottle glasses. And he just straight up quit glasses in fourth grade because he was tired of wearing them because he had to wear, like, the big-ass chunky ones back then.
Yeah.
He said he quit, and he taught his eyes how to work right, and now he has 20/20 vision. But, and that's kind of honestly what I've been doing because I stopped wearing my contacts. My eyes are not that bad, guys, so, like, get a grip. But I stopped wearing my contacts, and I stopped because they were a different prescription than my glasses, which you're wearing. My glasses are silly. I need that prescription
again.
I'm
about to put them on.
I want to put them on too. But I don't really need it. I'm trying to train my eyes myself right now. But I eye exercises.
Oh my god! Like, life is so different.
You're making me jealous, though. Okay, so like,
tone it down.
They're my glasses.
I'm trying. Look,
look silly too. They're so pretty.
The ones that I have
you just
are not
gonna. We both need to go to the eye doctor.
Let's go together.
Okay. I have an eye doctor.
Yeah, well, is it a real eye doctor or the one at fucking Walmart?
No, it's a real one.
I don't know why they have
take
so much
insurance.
They told me that my eyes have not changed since eighth grade, and that's a bullshit lie. How do they not know that I have astigmatism? Hello, you're an eye doctor.
You have to ask for it.
Oh my god.
This is why I need to go back, honestly, because I need to go back and tell my boy that, look, you need to look better at my astigmatism, because last time, the prescription that you wrote kind of made me have worse astigmatism. Like, it made my eyes look I felt like I was crossing the whole time, because one of my contacts, like, wasn't for astigmatism, and one, I don't know, it was stupid. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. I mean, we can really end it.
I mean, we can't end it. We're talking about our eye prescriptions.
Our eye tribulations.
But we don't team, my eyes don't team together. Oh my god, one more thing. None of ours do. We all have it. We all have astigmatism. You, me, dad, mamaw, we all have that one weird eye.
A lazy eye?
It's not lazy.
It's just a little
It's
lazy.
Just a little bit too psychic, so she's gotta take a nap sometimes.
We all have a little squinty eye.
Yeah, like the little crazy eye. I have a crazy eye.
I yeah, I do too. Our other sister, Becky, has
the same eye. So does our brother, Booker. So does Mom? No, Mom's got that appropriate smile.
Yeah, so do I.
So do I.
Mine is
no way. Bad. Mine's way more crooked.
That's why I don't ever smile with my teeth, because mine is crooked the most.
Okay, so we have little crooked pirate faces.
Sorry. I do. What do you want
there's
from
a,
me? What do you want from me?
There's a line from the song, Crooked, Crooked Smile, Pirate Eyes.
Crooked Smile by J. Cole?
No.
Whoa.
I like J. Cole, but not that song. I think it's Crooked Smile, Pirate Eyes. I think it's Van Morrison.
I'll Pirate Smile? That's Elton John.
Oh, fuck. Maybe I'm just combining songs.
We were making
Dude, no. Van Morrison says champagne eyes, pirate smile.
Pirate smile.
You're thinking of married music.
I told you I sang it today.
Oh, yeah. It's fresh. Okay, let's go practice our Daniels and our Eltons. And we'll come back.
I don't want to practice.
I do.
I just want to listen to it and then...
Record.
Yep. off the rip.
Okay, well, I'll
play. I want to listen to it, like, three times.
I at least have to play backup cello.
You're going to play backup cello?
I mean, I think I...
Where is it? The cello that you have? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about.
We live up here.
I taped up here last night. I taped the fingerboards up a little bit last night. I have more to do. You guys, I feel really rusty with the cello, but I'm working on it.
Leroy, I can't.
I can, you know what, I can like pick up like bass lines really, like really fucking easy. Like just like pizzicato, like playing a cello like a guitar almost, or like a bass, but.
I'm not doing I Got You, Babe.
Ew,
that
why?
So slow.
Are we gonna do it now? Don't go right in my
That's what I'm doing. Do you want
to
be the boy?
You
or
have
girl?
To be the. I always need to be the boy.
Are you for real? I need to be the boy.
No, Linda.
I can't sing the girl part. I don't think. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Nobody can sing that girl part.
We should sing Joni Mitchell.
Oh my God! What the?
Last time I saw Richard was. Detroit, 68, and he told me.
Nope.
Our romantic speed
I cannot sing like that. Someday. This is why I said do it. The only part I can sing about that is, I'm gonna go blow this damn candle out.
I'm gonna go blow this damn candle
out. Charlie, I'm pregnant. I told Shiny Rooms last night, the only song I can sing is Charlie. It's not called Charlie, I'm Pregnant, but it's called, oh my God, we're going to take a break and listen to it. It's called Christmas Card from a Hooker in, like, Minneapolis. But, I love Shiny Rips. That's the only song I can sing. Charlie, I'm Pregnant.
You can sing Fancy. You know what I can sing? How Blue?
I'm Blue, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, and you made me.
I don't know that song.
By Reba?
No. I don't know it. Wow.
No, I'm not singing it for real. How can I go on?
I do like Reba. What about that one duet with her and Trisha Yearwood?
Don't know her.
When she's like, does he love me?
How about that duet she did with Kelly Clarkson?
Does she love me? Huh?
She did a duet with Kelly Clarkson.
I don't know that one either. Goodbye.
Fucking Behind These Hazel Eyes or something.
Whoa. We need to start with Does He Love You? Like He Loves Me. It's a. Or.
Oh my God. If I were a carpenter.
If I were a carpenter, I'll be the boy.
I'll be the girl.
You'll be my lady. Would you marry me? Would you have my babies?
I love that song.
It's a really pretty song.
That's on my wedding playlist.
I don't want to talk about
wedding. Oh my God. Do you want to know what I decided I'm going to name my son today?
No. I mean, yes, but. Okay.
You know that song? It's also from Goodfellas when they start kicking
Spider.
Billy Bats in the head in the bar after he tells Tommy to go get his fucking shoe charm box.
Yeah, oh, I hate that.
You know that song? The place?
Gloria?
Way down in the ocean.
No.
Where I wanna be.
Hold on, who is it?
Donovan.
Oh shit. No, I don't remember that song in that part.
Oh my God, that's my favorite part. That's the part where they're coming to Layla's job. He's been kicked to death? I think he started beating him up pretty bad first and then.
I always close my eyes at that part.
He tries to shoot him in the head, but I think what's his name kicks the gun away from him and he doesn't actually shoot him. I think he just beat him to death and that's why he wasn't really dead in the trunk.
I think I blocked that part out of my memory. I know the trunk and the mom and the painting part, but.
The painting?
I think I blocked the actual death part out.
I've looked up that
movie. It was actually dead, but.
Yeah.
Wait.
I quote that movie a lot, I've noticed. Did you see my comment to your friend at work? She shared something that says some kid wrote in chalk on their sidewalk. It was supposed to say a hero lives here, but they spelled it wrong. And it said a whore lives here without the W. So I commented and told her that it reminds me of that part of Goodfellas I'm always trying to talk about where she goes to Janice Ross's house.
I love and that part when she's ringing on the bell.
She's like, you have a whore living here. A whore.
Karen's pissed, man. She's pissed. I don't blame her, man. I don't blame her.
I and hate... You know what's
I
so
I feel
weird?
Bad for Karen.
I love Henry and I have such a crush on him, but really he's a piece of shit.
He's a dude. He's a piece.
And I have a secret to tell you, but I can't say it on air.
Okay, let's not. Do you remember that movie It's a Martin Scorsese movie. It starts with a D, The Departed. Do you remember?
I've never seen The Departed.
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, I've seen like Linda. Parts of it, but I didn't.
It's really
watch it.
Good.
I think it's on Netflix.
Talking about songs, there's a song that keeps playing. It's by Patsy Cline that plays. It's Dreams by Patsy Cline. I can't sing it because she's got an insane voice. We'll I can go on break and practice, but
strange.
Okay, I can sing it if I get in the right. I gotta lower my shit.
I can't sing unless I'm in the car. I think. I can only sing in the car.
But here's the thing. Normal singers can do it whenever and wherever we'll be together, Shakira.
So. I can actually do a really good Shakira impression in the car.
I can always
whenever.
Do it.
Whenever.
I can always do it.
No, nope, that wasn't it.
I'll be
whenever. No, I can't do it in front of people.
Hey.
I don't know what the problem is. I can't sing in front of people. I just won't come out. Right.
What if I don't look at you?
I don't know.
Don't make me sing. Don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing. I guess we're going
to go practice. Yeah, we're going to go practice.
We're a Shiny Rose, guys. Did you know that we're supposed to be on his little show?
Yeah, we love Shiny Rose. We're going to collaborate with him, man. We're so excited. I love him so much.
We're going to tag Shaggy Ribs again.
He's a good dude.
This episode might be our longest episode ever, and we didn't even mean for it to.
Lord, I was born a rambling man.
I hope we didn't waste all of our talents on this.
We took our talents to rambling.
All right, let's end it.
I think we needed to. I think we needed to finalize that. Now, yeah, this.
I know, but if we record again, what are we going to talk about? We're going to have a fucking structure to talk about. Subscribe to us, please, God.
please
just subscribe to us and rate and review, please. We're begging you. We need more. More.
We do have to start having guests. We have like people waiting on us, and we've just been. It's kind of my fault, y'all.
Well, I don't know how to do it.
I know how to do it.
How do we do it?
I know how to do it. It's Brenda. I'm fine. We'll be fine.
Okay. Because I figure it out. It.
We're making moves. Okay, just stick with us. I love you.
All right. I have to from go. The bottom to the top. From the bottom
all
now
way
we're
the
here.
Top.
From the
no, from the floor up. From the
whatever. We're here. We gotta go. Not tonight.
Okay, bye.
Bye.